This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me once again from the palatial enclave of the truthaboutguns.com is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about California. It's the place you want to be, right? Apparently,
yeah,
having...
I got to move to Beverly.
Yeah, yeah. Swimming pools, movie stars. They've had three rampage shootings in the last little bit. Not exactly things that they can call, I don't know, your typical. Most of them have already faded, all the Asian ones and all the other ones. They're not really getting all the press they want. But they are pivoting, and they have decided that having all of the gun control on the planet is not enough. And the Giffords Foundation or somebody has come up with how many of these, 10 things that they can do in California to make it safer.
Yeah, it's really inconvenient when prominent mass shootings happen in California. It makes it very difficult for the gun control, community. The gun control industry, of course, has made a career of holding up California as the ideal. Short of Australia, short of the United Kingdom, California is the place you want to be, as someone once said. There are hundreds and hundreds of gun control laws on the books, are exactly what the gun control industry wants to see happen everywhere. So when you have, spree shooters, like we had a couple of, two different ones in the Asian community in short order, they have difficulty justifying their gun control laws. And of course, idiots like, Amy Klobuchar comes out and holds up those two shootings, which both of which were carried out with pistols, as justification for supporting an assault weapons, bill. Been rifles that are real scary looking. But besides that, you're right. Giffords, who has rated California, given California an A rating because they've got all the laws on the books, have come up with 10 more. Peter Ambler, who's the executive director, has gone up the mountain and come down with 10 more commandments he'd like to see enacted in California. I don't know if they're engraved on a tablet, but, man, he's got them here. So
I don't know. I'm just looking at number one. And I know California's been proposing this, a way to tax people once they move out of California, continue to tax them if they make a lot of money. Number one.
Yeah, somehow I think that's not going to work.
Yeah. This first one, they want to do a 10% fee or tax on the corporate weapon industry's record windfall profit. What does that even mean? That's just words.
I don't even know. I think it just galls them that in 2020 and 21, There were record gun sales because of states like California that let common criminals and groups like Antifa run amok and riot and loot and continues to let them walk into stores in San Francisco and L.A. and clean them out. Murders have gone up. And as a result, the firearm industry sold more guns. People are concerned about their own safety. And that's really, I think, what really galled the civilian disarmament industrial complex. So, yeah, they want to enact somehow a 10% profit.
How are they going to do that?
Profits.
Unless
I don't see how. Unless they're located, unless the company is located in California, I'm not sure how California can enact a 10% tax on Smith & Wesson or Sig Sauer. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Well, I mean, I know of an instance where a guy bought a Batmobile replica, and when he didn't get it as soon as he thought he should get it, and this guy was in Ohio, he got a California law enforcement organization to go there and raid his house. They didn't call Ohio law enforcement and say, hey, we're coming here to raid somebody's house. They went in there and raided houses and took documents and everything. It all got thrown out in court and everything because they never had jurisdiction. But, I mean, they say this fund could guarantee sustained investment in life-saving programs to heal and protect communities devastated by gun violence. Well, as soon as you get rid of George Gascon, you could probably think about that, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be a big step in the right direction. They also want to, of course, as I say, strengthen California's public carry laws in response to what they call the radical Bruin ruin.
Yeah.
In other words, they want to outlaw even more places where people who do have carry permits in California can actually carry their firearms. They want the state to declare gun violence a public health crisis, in other words, spend more money than they already are on treat gun violence prevention as a priority area for grant development and funding. In other words, they want to throw more California tax dollar pork at favored community groups around the state.
It's all word salad. That's all word salad. They also want, don't they already have micro stamping?
Yeah, that was the next one on the list. That is on the list. That is on the book. And in fact, there was a lawsuit challenging the requirement, which was upheld by the Ninth Circuit, even though micro stamping doesn't exist and is utterly impractical. They somehow want to require it. But here's the thing, and they complain about gun companies for the last decade failing to make guns that microstamp. But manufacturers won't add this proven crime-solving feature. Other entities can and must do so after manufacture and before the weapon is sold to the public. So think about that for a minute. What they want is if you want to buy a Ruger or you want to buy an FN handgun, but Ruger and FN handguns don't make microstamping. They want to require that the guns be made to have microstamping capability before your local California retailer can sell it.
I see a business opportunity here.
Oh, definitely.
We could go open up our third-party microstamping business. And it, you know, we pull out the firing pin, look at the end of it, put on a jeweler's thing, mess with it a little bit, stick it back in there, and when they're like, we can't really see anything, well, it's micro stamped.
Yeah, it's micro stamped. It's very small,
and it's going to rub off.
Really,
in five rounds, it's going to rub off anyway. So go and enjoy that.
Yeah, we can call it.
Just don't commit a crime. Just don't commit a crime with the first five rounds.
Right. Exactly. We'll call it micro-stamping RFs.
Hang on for me, if you will, because I want to go finish going through this in the next segment. This is at the very top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. It's sort of like going out and going fishing and having a shark jump on your boat. It's flailing around on the deck, and it's if it wasn't so sad for the people of California, it'd be pretty funny. It's pretty funny anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Low. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, and we went to the salad bar and we came away with this list of good ideas for California because goodness gracious, they don't have enough gun control all over already. And we were going through these and I don't want to let them go yet because they're still really good. Like number five.
Yeah. In government, there's an old saying and it's a truism and that's only because it's true. If you really don't want to accomplish something, appoint a task force to examine it.
It used to be a blue ribbon. Remember, it used to be a blue ribbon.
Yeah, a blue ribbon committee.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like a congressional select committee, which is a bunch of people who you really don't want to accomplish anything, but they look good on TV. So what the big brains, the difference want to do is to appoint a task force to make recommendations for how law enforcement, healthcare, and crime victim for better crime victim system responses to gun violence, and they also want better firearm relinquishment and APPS. Firearm relinquishment is a nice euphemism for, confiscation.
Confiscation.
APPS, yeah, exactly. APPS is Armed Prohibited Person System, which is the system California uses to go out and grab guns from people who have done something to run afoul from the law and make sure they no longer are armed. So this Blue Ribbon Task Force is going to be trying to figure out ways to do all that better.
They want to collaborate on firearm industry and gun trafficking oversight, and they're taking those two things and trying to make them the same thing,
Yeah,
a legitimate FFL holder is a gun trafficker, which that's not what he is. But at the same time, there's nothing in here about clearing up the tent cities that are all around California and L.A. and everything else.
No, now we come to number six, which might as well be called the Cody Wilson Law, because what they want to do is they want to strengthen restrictions on the sale and marketing of ghost gun manufacturing machines. Make people who knowingly send the digital code to print or manufacture firearms civilly liable for any harms they do. So what we're talking about here is, for instance, Defense Distributed's ghost gunner machine, which is basically a small CNC milling machine, and DefCAD, which lets you download 3D printable plans
but
to make your own firearms at home.
But they're not the only ones that have that.
Hardly. There are lots of them out there. I mean, there's no
end of them
out there.
So how are they going to track down these ghosts in the machine?
They can't.
There's
just no practical way.
I thought ghost guns were outlawed over there. How do you regulate something that you outlaw?
That's a good question. What they don't like is I knew somebody makes a tabletop CNC milling machine that could be used to make AR lowers, which of course is illegal in California, but the machine isn't. They're just basically playing digital whack-a-mole, trying to stop ways of people building their own guns, which is just an utterly futile exercise.
So the other thing, now, they don't say anything also about getting more cops.
No, that appears nowhere in
here. Didn't they defund the police?
Many of their cities have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't talk about that. They don't talk about enforcing laws and keeping recidivists in jail for longer periods of time. They don't talk about zero bail laws that certain jurisdictions have enacted. Funny, all that seems to have escaped.
Number seven is the biggest waste of space I've ever seen. Strengthen protection for survivors of domestic violence and abuse by prohibiting abusive parties subject to final domestic violence restraining orders and similar court protection orders from accessing weapons for at least 3 years after the restraining order expires. Now, does that mean they're going to put them in jail for 3 years? Because that's the only way they can actually restrain that from happening.
I'm not even sure this is constitutionally plausible. Think about what this means. They've got a law in California that says somebody who's the subject of a restraining order can't own a firearm.
That's the double secret gun violence restraining order right there, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, and exactly. So what this says is once that restraining order expires, we don't want you having a gun for 3 more years on top of that. Even though you're not the subject of a judge's order anymore at all. They just want to take whatever term the judge's restraining order is. Once that's over, add 3 more years to lose your gun right in California. That's what Giffords would like to happen. Go ahead.
They want to hire more people at the APPS.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, because APPS is their gun confiscation squad for people who are no longer able to legally possess firearms. And then, of course, under number 8, they want to make sure that they take full advantage of federal dollars by grabbing as much funding from the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. That's the gun control bill, the federal gun control bill that was passed last year. With the help of great legislators like our own Texas's own John Cornyn, who capitulated and gave in to and partnered with Joe Manchin to get this passed. They want to get as much of those dollars as possible to expand civil and criminal court protective orders, which, again, are just pieces of paper that don't protect anyone. And they want to expand basically the red flag thing to what they call underutilized processes for workplace violence, post-secondary school violence, elder abuse, and civil harassment restraining orders. I'm not sure what all that is, but it sounds like they basically want anybody you've ever come in contact with at work, at school, or anywhere else to be able to make sure that you don't own guns. They really don't like you.
All that's required now is to get that big Indian guitar thing that they play that makes the really distinct tones and start playing playing the background to it. We could just sing Kumbaya and we'd be having a good old time because this sounds like this.
Sounds great.
It's going to once again be the place to be. So let's load up the truck and move to Beverly. This article is absolutely something you should go look at because this is what happens in a state where they think they are in charge, where they think that they're not governing by the consent of the governed, but in fact they're in charge, and largely they do that because they've disarmed most of the populace. Go take a look at that. It's at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Darin Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darin is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarinTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris says the country mourns with the parents of Tyre Nichols. Harris traveled to Memphis to attend Nichols' funeral today. The vice president said the violent act that led to his death was not in the pursuit of public safety. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with Memphis police officers. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meeting this afternoon to discuss the debt ceiling. On the way in, McCarthy told reporters he has a plan.
I got a big plan. The first question is, does the president want to continue reckless spending or find a way that we can be responsible, sit down, and find common ground where we put ourselves on a path to budget, make a balanced budget?
With the debt limit reached, Congress must act to raise it to avoid default. Interest rates going up again. The Federal Reserve raising the rates by a quarter percentage point. In an effort to get inflation under control, the central bank has been aggressively raising rates over the last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I'm almost sorry to move on from that. That was so much fun looking at that stupidity. But now we can go look at another guy. And, you know, the thing about Murphy in New Jersey, I kind of think he just watches Hochul in New York and tries to copy her.
That's kind of what they did here.
Yeah.
In their little brewing temper tantrum.
And just like Hochul, he's getting slapped around. What happened to the good gov?
Yeah, it's funny. They are finding out that the laws, especially now in a post-brewing world, actually mean something. And you can't just enact whatever law you want, no matter how angry you are about the fact that civilians in your state own firearms. You can't limit those beyond a certain extent. So, again, as you said, as in New York, New Jersey passed a sweeping gun control law, a large part of which designated a huge part of the state to be no-go zones for people who carry firearms. They designated these places as sensitive locations. This is the new tack that a lot of these anti-gun states are taking. And just like in New York, they're getting slapped around by the courts. It happened in New York, and it's now happened twice in New Jersey, both by the same judge, Federal District Court Judge Renee Bum is her name, which we are a big fan of. She looked at two different lawsuits, which were structured a little differently and targeted a little differently. And this latest one, she issued a temporary restraining order preventing enforcement of most of the bans on carry in many places in the country, she and she wrote, as discussed, the plaintiffs have made a strong showing of constitutional injury given their Second Amendment right, as secured by the 14th Amendment. In other words, she believes that they have a really good chance of prevailing and winning on the merits in the case once it's fully argued in court. And in the meantime, she's keeping the state of New Jersey from enforcing the law. So that's good news for, very good news for concealed carry permit holders in New Jersey, all three of them. She kept the ban in place in a few locations like airports, hospitals, zoos, and movie sets. And she, for some reason, she ruled that the plaintiffs didn't have standing to sue regarding those places. But most places that were banned are now are still places where you can carry. That includes bars and restaurants, casinos, entertainment facilities, parks, beaches, youth sporting events, and others. So thank you to Judge Bum for her second ruling on that.
Is it going to have to go all the way up to back to the Supreme Court for them to? And then I wonder, I mean, is Giffords going to go over there and have some more word salad with them? Because Bruin, there's not a lot of ambiguity about the Bruin decision.
No, there really isn't, and I don't know if this case will end up in the Supreme Court, but one of these states' cases will end up there. Most of these are structured the same way. They all seem to have taken their cue from the New York ruling in designating lots of places as sensitive areas, and particularly the one that really galled most people in the gun rights community is the fact that now all private property is designated as no carry zone unless you have express permission by the property owner. In other words, here in Texas, somebody has to put up a sign saying you can't carry here if you don't want people to carry on your property. The assumption is that you can unless the property owner posts it and says you can't. They, of course, go the opposite way. You can't carry anywhere unless you ask the property owner first. So here we are. One of those is going to make it to the Supreme Court. I don't know if it's going to be the New Jersey case. I don't know if it's going to be the New York case. But I'm guessing one of them will go that far.
Yeah. I know that they've in New York, they've got some Second Circuit ruling that they pushed back to the Second Circuit to try to let them save face. They probably should have given them a call saying, hey, we're going to let you have another crack at this to save face, or otherwise we're going to put the slam to you. These states, do you think there's ever going to be a moment like there was in D.C. at that moment when they said, all right, we're going to have concealed carry one way or the other. Let's just throw up our hands and not push it any further because everybody else will be afraid that it's going to spread to them, too. Do you think they're going to give up now, or do they think the full court press is on?
I think they are going to just be made to be dragged kicking and screaming the entire way. They're going to fight this, and like I said, one of these is going to end up in the Supreme Court, and they're all going to try to keep fighting these until one of them ends up there and is finally decided by SCOTUS and most likely struck down. And again, Bruin, as you said, it's pretty explicit on this. You cannot just declare huge parts of city or state as a sensitive area. That goes against the specific language in Bruin, but these states don't care. They obviously are thumbing their nose at the court and saying, all right, come and stop us. Here's the law. Declare it unconstitutional. And my guess is they will.
That's what they're doing. I mean, I look at some of the stuff that they got going on, and and one thing that I'm very curious about, and I don't know if you know the answer to this. I certainly don't know the answer to this. My question is this. Why is there no consequence for these states that failed to implement rulings coming from the Supreme Court that are based on the Constitution? Why are we not having an incident, you know, like when they decided to there was no longer going to be segregation in schools. And then they went out there and they actually forced it. They forced it with military force because these states were out there saying, we're not going to do it. And in the end, they ended up doing it.
That's a good question. Somebody has to sue, making, I think it's called a 1983 claim,
right.
Which is the deprivation of constitutional rights under color of law. In other words, when you're holding a politician, and I'm not sure where they've got immunity, where they don't, a politician or a city or a state particularly liable for depriving an individual of their constitutional rights by knowingly doing that under color of law. Again, I'm not an attorney, but that's my understanding of what a 1983 section is. I would love to see that happen somewhere because that's the way you really start to extract some big dollars from people.
Let me get you.
I think most politicians have immunity, though.
Yeah. Let me get you. Hold on, right there. We're coming up on the last break, and this is an interesting time for us to be sitting here observing what everybody is doing at the moment, because it is so interesting. Because they're out there basically saying what Dan said. So you say, you know, come stop us because we're going to do what we want anyway. This is also at the top at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And now, because the TruthAboutGuns.com is actually it's almost like a living, breathing thing, because things move around on it. And we were going to talk about what's happening in Florida right now, because they now have permitless carry on the board, and that, of course, is gone away.
Oh, I see it. I got it.
Where is it?
Now more than ever, Florida House Speaker introduced constitutional carry bill.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, okay. There we go. I lost the title. I even like the thing of it. So, interestingly enough, how do you think this is going as they're going through this?
I think it actually has a really good chance. Governor DeSantis came out in favor of it, said he would sign it if it gets to his desk. And I think there's finally enough popular support and pressure being exerted on the supermajority Republican-controlled legislature in Florida that they can no longer ignore it. Now that 25 states have constitutional carry on the books, including Texas, with whom Florida likes to compete and compare itself frequently as, you know, the two big free red states. They like to one up each other on who can be the most accommodating to individual rights, to business, that kind of thing. So, yeah, the Speaker of the House in Florida introduced this bill along with a number of other backers, and I think it's got a good chance. And my favorite thing about this whole thing is if you be real quiet and listen, you can hear in the distance the sound of little heads popping all over the place as the gun control people, especially those based in Florida, contemplate the idea of another, what I think that was 30 million people almost that live in Florida, being able to carry a firearm without having to get a government permission slip. They're going crazy over this. Take, for instance, some young master Logan Rubenstein, who's one of those lovable Parkland kids, who was one of the March for Our Life people. He tweeted, Florida requires 1,200 hours of training to obtain a license to cut hair, 500 hours for a massage therapist, 240 hours to become a licensed manicurist. With permitless carry, the state will require 0 hours of training to carry a gun in public. And he's horrified by all of that. Of course, yeah, Master Rubenstein doesn't acknowledge, or maybe he doesn't even know, is none of those things are constitutional right. Nobody has right to be to cut hair or be a massage therapist. People have a right to keep and bear arms, and so right there in the Constitution, another thing that they probably didn't teach very often at Parkland High School, or sorry, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that they could get up there and throw up there, though, right? That's just one of those things where they can. They have trouble understanding that you're born with a right, that government does, and government is not the originator of rights. You have to, in order to get any rights, you have to actually qualify. That just seems to, I don't know.
Right, and of course, what they're saying, what they frequently say in these cases, and what is always wrong in these cases, is like, oh my gosh, now we're going to have nothing but criminals freely carrying guns all over Florida, and the law specifically states that isn't the case. This is only for people who have the legal right to carry a firearm. People who have been denied carry permits, people who have felony records and other criminals carry illegally now. They carry it without a permit anyway.
Yeah.
If they're carrying at all, and this law won't change that one little bit. And of course, people like Fred Gutenberg, who he lost a daughter at Parkland, but he is one of the most vociferous anti-gun activists out there, and just published a book called American Carnage, which I'm sure is a subtle and nuanced view of gun rights in America. Can't even bring himself to call it constitutional carry or permitless carry. He calls it political carry, and he is similarly outraged by the fact that his home state probably going to become the 26th to enact constitution.
So, what are the problems that they cite are going to happen besides that? Well, to be a manicurist, you got to have 50 hours of training. You know, besides that, what are the problems they're citing are going to occur as soon as we allow citizens to be free?
All the usual ones: blood in the streets, running ankle deep. Every single, if you bump into somebody on the street and spill your coffee, that's going to immediately erupt into gunfire. We're going to have parking lot bumper accidents result in exchanges of gunfire among multiple people. I haven't read it yet, but I'm sure that we'll soon hear from chiefs of police. We'll say it's going to make the job of policing much more difficult because you're not going to know who's carrying, and it's all the same things that we've heard here in Texas. We've heard it in Ohio. We have heard it in every state that has considered and passed constitutional carry, and the strange thing is those things literally never come to pass. It's all scare tactics. It's meant to rile up the low information types who don't know anything about guns, don't know anything about the law, and it's meant to freak them out. And if, like Texas, I'm sure they'll find a few complicit concealed carry training teachers who will stand up there and say, you know, we really shouldn't do this because it's a bad idea. Fewer people will get concealed carry licenses. And that is a bad idea. I think people still should get concealed carry licenses. It's a good idea. Concealed carry licenses, even a constitutional carry state, have a lot of benefits.
Yeah.
But what those people are really doing is protecting their own livelihoods because they're worried that a lot of their business
fall off. You know, I don't worry too much about that. I have a permit already if we ever were to get that. I think having a permit is a good idea because that's like a passport as far as reciprocity is concerned. And,
exactly.
You know, for going into somebody's going into somebody else's state where you might have reciprocity, it's their state. They can require that as far as I'm concerned. The one thing that I have heard is happening is that there's some people out there that want a big basket of things and open carry. And there's some people saying, if we don't get open carry, this is not a good bill. And that is not the truth. It is a very good bill.
I've seen some of those things, and that is letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. And while I would certainly love to have open carry in Florida as well, I will take permitless concealed carry any day of the week, and call that a really big win. And I'm sure Floridians will think the same.
Well, hopefully they get it. Number 26 means we go. Now we're in the majority. That would be a good thing. Listen, thanks very much for joining me today.
And thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys are hitting it. You're constantly hitting it. You bring up some things that I would never think to look at. I mean, that California thing, though, was the funnest part I've had in a while.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is the place where most of the prolific news is going to come from. The breaking news is going to come from that. And, you know, that's why I go there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.